Hey Gratitude Seeker, do you know what the health benefits of being grateful are? We will explore them together in this episode from the perspective of a doctor, a New York Times best-selling author of health-related books. Let's see what we'll find out. As I mentioned in the intro, today we will explore the health benefits of gratitude. This information is from an article written by Dr. Joseph Mercola. I'll put the link in the description. It's a bit longer, but I will try to get the best out of it for you in this episode. Good, so he shares the following. Only 1 in 3 Americans report being very happy. More than half say they are frustrated at work. Nearly 1 in 4 experience no life enjoyment at all. Also, small changes in perspective and or behavior can add up, and practicing gratitude has been scientifically verified as a way to boost happiness and life satisfaction. Gratitude is also a form of generosity, as it involves extending something to another person, even if it's only a verbal affirmation of thanks, and generosity and happiness are neurally linked. This means that gratitude leads to generosity, and generosity leads to happiness. He also says that if your happiness could use a boost, commit to cultivating an attitude of gratitude. It not only boosts your life satisfaction, it's also the single best predictor of good relationships and benefits both sanity and physical health. Now let's get into the actual health benefits of gratitude. The first one is a greater sense of pleasure. As gratitude stimulates your hypothalamus, a brain area involved in the regulation of stress, and your ventral tegmental area, part of your brain's reward circuitry, an area that produces pleasurable feelings. So in terms that are easier to understand for us all, gratitude has a positive effect on that part of the brain that helps with reducing stress, and it also enhances that part of our brain that gives us pleasurable feelings. Quite nice, right? The second health benefit is improved sleep, especially if your mind has a tendency to go into overdrive with negative thoughts and worries at bedtime. This makes a lot of sense as well, especially if we cultivate a habit in reviewing our day and being grateful for the positive experiences that we had in that particular day. The third health benefit is a higher likelihood of engaging in other healthy activities and self-care, such as exercise. This makes a lot of sense, right? If you have a more positive feeling, more zest for life, you feel like taking care of yourself, of your body, and you feel like doing things that you know will improve your health. The fourth health benefit isn't very straightforward as a health benefit, but it indirectly leads to many health benefits, and this is higher relationship satisfaction. Relationships mean a lot to us. They can lead to great feelings, they can also lead to stress, and having higher relationship satisfaction leads to many, many health benefits, even a longer lifespan. The fifth one, I am not really sure why he included this one, but I'm guessing there's a reason. Improved work performance. In one study, managers who expressed gratitude saw a 50% increase in the employees' performance. In my own experience and in my own research, I found that many people yearn more for being seen, being acknowledged, appreciated, than they yearn for a salary increase. And showing appreciation at work is very important because we spend almost 1/3 of our life working. And having a work environment where we feel appreciated and where we give appreciation can make it a much more fulfilling experience. The sixth health benefit is reduced stress and emotional distress, in part by improving emotional resiliency. In my opinion and in my experience, this has been one of the biggest benefits that I got from gratitude. For me, emotional resilience means having a strong emotional foundation to face the challenges of day-to-day life. And gratitude gives you that as long as you turn it into a habit. The seventh health benefit is enhanced well-being and improved mental health by triggering the release of antidepressant and mood regulator chemicals such as serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, and oxytocin while inhibiting cortisol. So basically, you get to enjoy the happy chemicals while decreasing the stress hormone cortisol, which leads to many, many health issues. The eighth health benefit of gratitude is improved heart health. It reduces the likelihood of sudden death in patients with congestive heart failure and coronary artery disease. So if you know anyone with these kinds of health issues, beyond just the pills and the usual medical treatment, make sure you recommend gratitude as well. The eighth health benefit is that it reduces inflammation and pain. And the tenth health benefit is that it improves our immune system. These are the 10 health benefits that Dr. Mercola shares in his article. I really hope that they will motivate you to stay on track with your gratitude habit and maybe even recommend it to people that want to enjoy better health. Thanks a lot for listening. This has been Giorgio Benta, and like always, don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.